We Got the Geek is recorded before a live studio audience.
We are here and happy to be at the 5th annual Jace Wars fundraiser. Here with most of our team, we have the lovely Sarah J.
I'm eating a cookie.
And also eating a cookie, we have the lovely Wonder Librarian.
I'm also eating a cookie from my new friend that I don't even know her name yet, but she gave me a cookie, so now we're best friends.
Well, our new friend's name is Natasha.
Okay,
She's a great cosplayer.
Thanks for the cookie.
She has great cookies.
Great cookies. Great cookies and great cosplay.
Yeah.
Welcome to our show for the first time.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Thank you. So we've been bumping into each other at different shows.
Yes.
And we're Facebook buddies now.
Yes.
I like your cosplay work. Figured it was time to talk to you.
Oh, well, thank you. It's very exciting. I'm glad I'm hoping to replace a lot of my pieces for Fan Expo and hopefully start getting different pieces approved eventually for Rebel Legion. So,
oh, cool.
Work in progress, but yeah.
Well, you're in a lovely Mara Jade outfit today.
Yes, very stripped down version of it because it's very hot up here, but I mean, gotta support the cause for Jace Wars, obviously.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, I love any excuse to dress up as Mara Jade, so.
Well, it's a great character, and
it is.
Kind of crappy she doesn't exist anymore.
I'm kind of sad because I figure, you know, if they do bring her back like they brought back Thrawn, they'd probably just kill her off anyway.
Yeah, she was great in the books, too.
Yeah, because spoilers, she got killed in the books, too, by her nephew. So, with the way things are going with Kylo Ren,
she was married to Luke, too.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, I don't know that extra canon, so
you should definitely read it. It's very good.
It's now under the Star Wars Legacy banner,
okay.
So it doesn't really fit in with the new continuity.
If I can find the old Legacy books where it doesn't have the Legacy banner on it yet, usually you hear me screaming, and then I buy it.
Yeah, those are great books. I've read them in my day, and get to it.
I'm starting to find the reprinted Dark Horse comics that Marvel's putting in volumes, so yeah, definitely saving for those as well.
Oh, very cool. So, what other cosplays do you have, actually?
I had a Rey that I did briefly. I actually have the bag on in place of a holster because I don't have the snub-nosed blaster yet.
Cool.
I'm trying to work on different versions of Mara Jade because I have this weird guilt when I don't cosplay as her.
Okay.
But I did a lot of Doctor Who cosplays when I first started out, so I've done River, I've done Clara, I've done a female version of Eleven.
Oh, nice.
So that's what I actually ended up wearing when I met Matthew Wood, who is General Grievous and does a lot of the sound work for Star Wars, and I wore my winter coat for that one. That was very warm.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm trying to branch out, but I have a huge love for Mara Jade and feel very guilty when I don't dress up as her. So, yeah.
Well, I have a question for you. So, like, in that vein, do you have a favorite Star Wars movie? And I'm guessing your favorite Star Wars character is Mara Jade, but character as well?
Yeah. As terrible as, you know, different people will give me heck for, I did grow up with the prequels.
Okay.
That's what our imaginary play was on the playground and at home. So I have a huge love for those, but all overall Star Wars material, I guess. I don't know, I'd have to say my favorite movies. It's kind of a tie between Revenge of the Sith and Return of the Jedi, which people give me flack for, but I mean, you know.
You know what? Say what you will about the prequels. Phantom Menace had the best lightsaber fight of
any of
the movies.
Of course. I mean, that's what lightsaber fighting was. I mean, I know a lot of people are starting to say that about the fight between Rey and Kylo Ren, but I mean, for Phantom Menace, that was the height of Force wielders, you know? So, yeah, that is, you know, what lightsaber fighting was.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm Star Wars, at least with the bonus features of behind the scenes, that's what got me interested in behind the scenes for filmmaking and for production, and now that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I've gotten in touch with a lot of the Star Wars guys, and they're all wonderful fans. all the makers alike. So
that's awesome.
Star Wars has certainly helped a lot of us, as evident here with Jace Wars.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you do in that regard with the film industry? I'm just curious.
For most part, I'd like to write and direct, but I mean, I kind of worming my way through all of it, because, I mean, you know, you get an appreciation and learn how the machine works, right?
Nice.
And it's all aspects of it is wonderful. So I'm in fourth year now in the fall for film studies, but it's a lot more sort of historical aspects, but I mean, it's still very helpful. So production is sort of a work bit by bit, but one day I'll get there.
Okay. Yeah, because I have an interest as well, like, because I have a YouTube channel, so
really?
I do a little bit of video editing and stuff, like, so that's just been in the last couple of years.
And this is art.
Yeah, and I want to be an extra in something.
Yeah, no.
I'm going to give a shout out and a recommendation to you for the fall then.
Oh, okay.
There's this great show we go to in the early fall called the Hamilton Film Expo.
Oh.
Last year they had it in a film studio in Hamilton.
Ooh.
And they get cosplayers and stuff like that in there. And last year there's a big tour of the studio.
I'm going to have to get you to send me a link for that then.
Definitely. As soon as they announce something, sure.
Yeah, I've got a film that I need to finish myself. I just need the score for, so.
Yeah.
Well, they had a film contest going on last year too for different people.
That was so fun to watch. That's a good show. I was also going to say too, because you mentioned the prequels, so like, because a lot of what I cover is filming locations, so I keep on tap of like who's in town.
Yeah.
And I know Hayden Christensen's in Toronto right now filming.
Oh,
so
really?
I have this little fantasy where I'm going to try and catch him filming, because they post where they
Take
are.
Take me with you?
Yeah.
So when I found out that I'm originally from an hour and 21 minutes from where he was born, so when I found out that he was also a BC you know, guy, I was like, hell yeah, I like you.
Yeah,
so,
there you go.
Yeah.
So I will be trying to do that in the next little bit.
Oh, very cool.
You are my hero.
Yeah. Very cool.
That's what I do.
That is what you do.
Stalking.
Yeah.
For video purposes.
I mean, it's professional
like
it is. Work.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, he lives nearby anyway, right?
We could be friends. Doesn't know that.
Might as well just stop over and say hi.
You never know. I mean, hey, we just became best friends now, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you never know.
There you go.
Show up wearing this, and then it's an R2-D2 dress, and he'll just be like, I know you. From the movie.
Oh.
We acted together.
So, before we talked off the recorder, you said you were going to be working on a cosplay page, I guess.
Yes, I will be. It's the name that I use for everything, which is funny because it has nothing to do with Star Wars. My username is usually Bad Wolf and Time Lords, and you can find me everywhere. I have a sort of...
Oh, that's for what you are on Twitter, right?
Yes,
yeah,
I am, actually. It's just shortened because, obviously, you only have so many characters for your handle, so it reads more so Bad Wolf at Time Lords on Twitter. So, but I mean, it kind of gets the point across. People are like, oh yeah, hey, I know you. So yeah, it's a work in progress. I had to delete my old page, and now I actually have a couple of semi-nice shots in my costume, and with replacing pieces over the summer, hopefully I'll have a couple more up, and I will send that to you once I do have it up.
I appreciate that. We'll get the word out, and it's been awesome running into you at all these shows.
Oh yeah, always is wonderful, and then I can't wait for next GeekeryCon, whatever topic it might be.
Yeah, well, maybe. We'll see.
Oh, well, then I'll just pop in for lunch.
There you go, and thanks for coming out today and talking to us.
And thank you so much. Always a pleasure seeing you.
Of course, be with you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.